If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, for all that great music behind our cow commercials. Going to keep playing it.
And what a great patriot.
Yeah, and he was a great patriot. Yes, absolutely. Let's go on with some music, shall we?
Oh, please.
R.W. Hampton's riding along with us. I like this song. This is a great one. It's called For the Freedom.
The snow's all but gone from the Sangre de Cristos. The high country soon will be bare. As the cottonwoods bloom along the sleepy, slow Cimarron, oh, how I wished I was there. I'll bet Danny has grown a foot since I've been gone. Little Katie turned 7 this spring. Just hold 'em and kiss 'em and tell 'em I love them. For who knows what tomorrow might. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom. From Dad, some cookies from Mama, got the card that you sent yesterday, and I'll carry your picture in my left front pocket, sorta helps me when I am afraid, cause this desert's a hell when the wind blows the sand up. Nights here are black, cold, and long. But from what I can tell, the folks here sure need us. That's why I'm singing this song. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight. The captain just came in and gave us our orders. I guess we'll be out soon. Just know that I love you, and if something should happen, you and the kids, dear, will know what to do. Raise the stars and stripes for me every morning. Say a prayer for me each night. Remember, remember, please always remember, it's for the freedom we love that I fight. It's for the freedom we love that I fight.
Yeah, I like that song.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And, you know, geez, R.W. Hampton can sing the phone book and we'd be fine. Yeah, and I said at the end of the first segment that he was going to give us a poem.
He did.
And he did.
Yeah.
He just sang it to us.
In music form.
Yeah, darn right.
Okay.
We ain't going back and recording over that.
We ain't touching that one. That's going on the bloopers.
Let's go to some quotes.
Please.
Here we go. Jefferson J. DeBlanc, a United States Marine Corps Medal of Honor recipient, said, "Use the gifts God gave you wisely. Be positive. Have self-esteem and reflect patriotism when dealing with your fellow man."
Ooh.
Mm.
Oh, man.
And I'm telling you, these guys know what they're talking about.
Okay? Comes from the heart,
This is exactly right. William J. Crawford, United States Army, said, "Money is nothing if you lose your country." Wow.
Slap.
Yep, here we go. We just had an election. There you go. All right. So money is nothing.
It is nothing
if you lose your country.
Oh, I like it.
Man.
I'm going to hang that on my mirror.
The old boy, these guys are sharp.
You know, that one's probably short enough we could do a bumper sticker.
You know, we could.
I think we could do that.
We'll give him credit.
Absolutely.
We'll have to.
Well, they'll know nothing like that would come out of me.
Yeah, no wisdom came out of the Cowboys that way, right? Right?
Exactly.
All right. Alton W. Knappenberger, U.S. Army, Medal of Honor recipient, World War II. "It's not the absence of fear that creates heroes, but knowing what you have to do and doing it."
And stepping into it.
And that's what all of these Medal of Honor recipients
say.
Every one of them.
Yeah.
Drew Dix, when he came and talked to us, he just said, "You know what? I just did what I had to do. I didn't go into that expecting to be a hero."
And he's not. He says, "I'm not a hero."
And he says, "I'm not a hero.
I am not a hero."
Yep.
The man is a hero.
He is. Van T. Barfoot said, "As commander in peace and war, God gave me wisdom and courage to lead. He taught me to defend freedom and seek peace. Without peace, there can be no freedom. He taught me to love my neighbor as myself and to love my enemy."
Amen.
Wow.
That is powerful.
Powerful, powerful stuff.
Choked you bet. Me up there, buddy.
You know, and it does, too, it doesn't it?
Yeah. It got me right in the heart.
It does.
Yeah.
Probably because we are just pretty tender-hearted. Our heads are as soft as our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
But let's ditch out to some cowpoke poetry.
What you got?
Well, we're going to talk about those who were left behind. Here's to those who were left behind. To those who were asked to stay. Those who kept the home fires burning while their soldiers went away. It was you that kept life moving. You kept your family fed. You're the ones that calmed the children as you tucked them into bed. You are the ones who cried at night when you watched the evening news. You felt the pang of loneliness on a path you did not choose. Then yours was the voice of reason when the critics spewed their hate. You held fast and took the fire. It was you who set them straight. No one can see your wounds and scars. You harbor them deep inside. Refuse to let your anguish show and set your fear aside. You had to keep it together when life was falling apart. You couldn't let your loved ones see how their absence broke your heart. The ghosts that haunted you the most was the fear of the unknown. Finding courage took all you had to face this challenge alone. Hours turned to days, and days turned to months. Then the months turned into years. There were times you could not go on, but you battled through the tears. Respite and relief from a phone call turned into grief and concern with the news that someone's soldier could not and would not return. So, to those who went, those who stayed, and those whose graves don flowers. We honor you by raising our kids to respect this country of ours. In my house, we stand for the flag and place our hands on our chest. We sing the words to our anthem and honor those laid to rest. We teach regard for servicemen, to be courteous and kind. By this, we tribute those who served and those who were left behind.
These people need a Medal of Honor.
That's right, the ones that were left behind.
Absolutely.
That had to keep the home fires burning.
And they did.
And they did. And didn't complain out loud. Oh, man.
Yeah,
hey, we better have a little Dick's pick, too.
Oh
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Who's singing?
Don Edwards.
What's he singing?
He's going to sing a song.
Yeah, about?
About the Union Mayor and the Confederate Grave.
You got it.
Two horses were trotting. They pranced and they ran. Each one was commanded by a cavalry man. Horses stood grazing where their dead riders lay. A Union mare, a Confederate grave. They nuzzled each other as they teased and had fun. They bathed in the warm rays of that old southern sun. No more senseless orders for them to obey. They acted like lovers, this mare and this grave. Such sad times that we're all living in. For killing your brother is the mightiest sin. How happy we'd be if we acted the way of the Union men, the Confederate grave. Horses were trotting, they pranced and they ran. Each one was commanded by a cavalry man. Horses stood grazing where their dead riders lay. A Union mare, a Confederate. A Union man, a Confederate grave.
Oh, beautiful, from the late Don Edwards. Can't get any better. No. Hey, we're celebrating Veterans Day this week. Yeah. But we still got to ditch out to a commercial.
Still?
And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.